The community in Uvalde, Texas is in mourning after the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, but some comfort is coming from dozens of bikers who traveled hours from San Antonio. NPR's Vanessa Romo caught up with them as they met with a survivor of the shooting and her mother.
The Journey Riders Sons of God, a Christian motorcycle club, made the 85-mile trek on their Harleys from San Antonio to Uvalde over the weekend. Their approach, a caravan of about 50 riders, could be heard from miles away. They spent time with people near the makeshift memorial. They prayed and wept alongside people in convenience stores and restaurants, and I met up with them on the site of Murphy's USA gas station on the eastern edge of town. Adam Torres is the president of the group.
We're just here praying, like we just met this lady and her daughter, and we just wanted to show them that there's hope, and we're here and showing them love and showing them the love of God.
The lady and her daughter are Celeste Ibarra and 9-year-old Abriela Melchor, who managed to escape the slaughter at Robb Elementary School. Torres and his burly men in their black vests and bandanas tower over the two. They comfort the family by holding out their hands and offering a prayer. The men listen as Abriela relives the horror. She'd been in the bathroom when the gunman entered the school and missed the shouts of teachers warning students. So when she emerged from the restroom, she nearly stepped into a shootout, she says.
I saw his 2 feet running past the restroom, and then I saw shoes that I think he was shooting at. The officer went back in. I ducked and hid.
She doesn't remember how long she was in there alone, but her mother said she remained crouched in a ball in a fetal position. And when officers came to finally take the child to safety, Abriela was still hiding in a stall.
I saw 2 shoes, and they say, somebody's here. I didn't say nothing, but I looked under again. I saw some badges.
That's when she finally cried out, she says. Meanwhile, outside, her mother was panicking.
I was on the phone with my mom, and I just told her, if she doesn't come out within the next few minutes, I'm going in. And that's whenever I actually saw her coming out with a state trooper and a border patrol.
Ibarra had been waiting outside with other desperate parents. They were all being held back by law enforcement agents. She says she watched as one mother was unhandcuffed, then bolted over the fence to retrieve her child. Ibarra struggles to regain her composure as she adds,
that's when the police officers actually started helping. It was a long time before any of our kids were priorities to them.
As Ibarra keeps tears from running down her face, quickly so her daughter doesn't see, Torres and the other bikers tell her she's brave, and that her daughter is brave, and that God has saved them. He says that as soon as he saw this family, he could tell they needed his help.
We didn't even have to ask. Just with a look, we just feel their pain, and we just want them to know that we heard as well as they do.
And for this family, that support meant a great deal.
We just arrived, and they actually prayed for her and given her a little sense of peace and calmness. She's a very quiet person, so for her to hug and, you know, feel, made me feel really comfortable.
As the bikers headed back on the road, this community is now preparing to lay to rest the first of the 21 victims that were killed that day. Vanessa Romo, NPR News, Uvalde, Texas.